My name is Edward Gowski, and I am 19 years old. Today is November 30th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Paige, who is my girlfriend, who has hypoglycemia, and we are recording this interview in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Paige. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can you tell us a little bit about your hypoglycemia?
So, basically, hypoglycemia is diabetes, but the opposite. So, if you're a diabetic, you have highs and spikes in blood sugar, whereas hypoglycemia is the complete opposite, where your blood sugar goes to very low, unsafe levels. Hypoglycemia can be a symptom from diabetes. Like, most diabetics use insulin to bring down their blood sugar, but if they use too much insulin, it can drop their blood sugar very low, which can be unsafe for them.
When were you diagnosed with this disease?
I was diagnosed about 2 years ago, and it's progressively been getting worse ever since.
How was your life before everything happened?
Before everything happened, I had a very good life. I was in cheerleading. I had a ton of friends. I was enrolled in an actual public school where now I do virtual school. So it was pretty good.
That's good. So how did it all start? Do you remember the first day?
The first day was actually on New Year's Eve. I was with a couple of friends, and I was in an Uber with them, and everybody was talking, and everyone's voices just started echoing, and my entire body went completely numb. I couldn't feel anything, and I was very afraid, but I didn't tell anybody that it happened. It only lasted about 15 seconds or so. But it was very scary.
How long was it until you told someone?
It was probably a couple weeks. It started happening more often. It started happening at cheer practice. I ended up dropping a girl one practice from, like, because I'm a bass, so I lift girls up in the air, and I ended up dropping a girl because my body just went completely numb, so that's when it started becoming a problem. So after that, I eventually started seeing doctors for it.
What was the worst thing that's happened to you because of this illness?
Recently, it's been getting a lot worse. I keep my blood sugar up every day with glucose tablets every hour. I'm that dependent on them, and I become more dependent every day. And recently, I had to go to the hospital because I fainted while I was eating dinner at a restaurant.
Wow. How has hypoglycemia affected the people closest to you?
It's definitely affected people closest to me, especially my mom. And myself, even. I'm scared to even go out of anybody's, like, sight or anything. My mom's worried about me even leaving the house or sleeping at night because she's worried I'm going to have a drop and pass out and not have anyone around me to help me, which is very scary.
Do you know anyone who has just this disease or this disease and another disease, or anyone that's been there for you during all this?
I don't know anybody that has hypoglycemia, but I do know a few people with diabetes, and of course you've definitely been there for me since you're my boyfriend, and my mom has really been there for me recently, and it's been really nice because you guys have been very supportive and helpful and making sure I'm okay when I don't feel good.
We always try to be there for you. Do you have any regrets about just anything that's ever happened in your life?
Not necessarily, no.
Is there anything that you would have, if given the option, you'd go back and change the way you did something? Whether it was related to hypoglycemia or just your life in general? Any, like, specific day or event?
I mean, I wish that I had, like, told somebody sooner about what was going on with me, but I guess I kind of just wanted to let it go in my mind and pretend that it wasn't happening. That's probably something I regret.
Can you share some of your happiest memories? Whether they're related to hypoglycemia or not.
One of my happiest memories probably is when my cheer team back in 2015, we got third place in the cheer sport competition, which is a very, very hard competition to even place in, so
that yeah. Sounds pretty crazy. Thinking about the future generations and knowing that anyone at any time in history could, or in the future, could hear us talking and hear your voice, is there any advice you want to give them about people with hypoglycemia?
Mainly, I'd like to say anybody with that you know with diabetes, or if you meet somebody with hypoglycemia, if they're going through a drop or a spike, like, definitely try to be calm, because I know one thing for me is when somebody asks me constantly if I'm okay when I'm having a drop, it freaks me out more, and I just would rather, like, people to be calm around me, and, like, so it calms me down, because if someone else starts freaking out, I'm gonna freak out, and then it's just gonna end up in, like, an even worse situation. So I guess that's the best advice I have.
If there was one thing that every American or everyone in the world should be taught about diabetes or hypoglycemia, what should everyone have basic knowledge about? Like, is there one thing that everybody should know, but right now it feels like they don't?
I feel like right now, I know for one thing is, like, for some reason, doctors don't really consider hypoglycemia as, like, a disease or anything, really. Like, they don't consider it to be as big of a deal as diabetes, since there's not as big of a group of hypoglycemics as there are diabetics, so I know for me, it's been, like, a huge struggle, because a lot of doctors won't see me because I'm not diabetic, just because I'm just hypoglycemic, so it's really hard. It's like, why will you see someone else that has the same issues as me, but opposite, but you won't, like, help me?
It's weird that the doctors won't, like, put in the effort to basically just learn the opposite of what they already know. It seems like it would be easy to adapt to.
Exactly, and you take someone like me, who's a young person, and, like, nobody helps me. Like, I've had to learn everything on my own. My mom and I both have had to learn how to treat my hypoglycemia. Nobody has helped us very much. Like, every doctor that we've seen has basically just said, yeah, you have hypoglycemia, just eat more food. And it's like, not, that doesn't really do anything for me. Like, I can eat 10 times a day, and I can still have, like, really bad drops in blood sugar, and nobody seems to understand that. They all just say, eat more food.
Have you learned what you know just reading stuff offline, or is it trial and error, or have you asked, like, just asked around, or how have you gotten most of your information?
The way that I've gotten most of my information is I joined a couple of hypoglycemic support groups on Facebook. I've messaged people about it. My mom even recently talked to a lady that I met on a support group on the phone, and she directed us into, like, a further process to find out what's causing my hypoglycemia. But I've met people through Facebook. I've searched tons of stuff online. The main thing is that I've found out most of this stuff on my own just from having it for the past 2 years, having to constantly prick myself and draw blood to see what my blood sugar is. Like, it's all been me kind of being the guinea pig and testing it out.
That has to be scary, but would you say that you're starting to, like, learn more about it, or are you still in the really confused state?
I feel like I know a lot, but I still feel like there's a lot that I don't know. And I would say, if you asked me this question 3 weeks ago, I would have been like, oh, I definitely know everything. I have everything all figured out. But the day that I fainted at dinner a couple weeks ago was the day that changed everything. Went from me thinking I knew everything to feeling like I don't know as much as I thought I did.
That's really scary. To change this conversation around a little bit, can you tell me the dumbest thing that you've ever done?
Let's see. One of the dumbest things, I have two actually. So the first one was, I thought my friend's dog was running away. So they have, this is kind of hard to explain, they have a sliding glass door in their house, and there's a curtain that was covering the handle on the glass. So I thought the door was open, but it was closed. So I saw her dog outside running around. Little did I know, her mom was actually out in the garage, and the dog was with the mom. But I didn't see the mom, so I started running from across the room because I didn't want her dog to run away. Well, I ended up, like, running full speed into the glass door, and I fell backwards, and I had a huge bruise on my head that was swollen, and I was crying my eyes out. But now when I think about it, I think it's hilarious. Like, her mom was outside of the garage. She was, like, way out past the house and heard, like, a really loud thud all the way out there.
Wow.
So, that's pretty dumb of me.
Wow. That's funny. What was the second story?
The second story was that I was walking in the hallway in school one day. This was probably a year ago. And there was this guy in front of me, and his friend was behind me. So the guy in front of me was, like, 10 feet in front of me, and he was holding his hand up in the air to high-five his friend behind me. But I thought that he was trying to high-five me. So I put my hand up and high-fived him, and he looked down at me like, what are you doing touching my hand? And I have never felt more embarrassed in my entire life. And his friend, like, was staring at me too, so I just, like, walked away.
Wow, that's really funny. When you grow up, what do you hope for the, or what do you hope to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I would like to be a kindergarten teacher, or I want to be, like, an aid that helps like special needs students at school, or I want to be in alternative wellness. Like, my mom owns an alternative wellness center, so I want to become like involved in that too. I've grown up around her being involved in that, so I've learned the ropes and everything, and I think it would be cool to be like the owner one day, but of course I still have a lot to learn, but I'm not really sure which one I want to do yet.
Of course. Are you planning on having kids?
For sure, definitely.
What do you hope that, or what are your wishes for your kids when you grow up?
For them, I want them to be, of course, very happy. I want them to live healthy lives. Definitely, like, eating healthy, just everything clean. Like, I don't want them eating junk food and stuff. And I especially don't want them to be afraid to be who they are. And I don't want them to listen to anybody who, like, tells them otherwise.
That's all really good. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. I feel like I learned a lot about you.
Of course.